This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Lipstick immediately.
And here we are, episode 29. I don't know any other language to say it in any other thing, but welcome to another episode of Bong Rips and Video Games with your favorite assholes, Cobalis, Dabs, and Queen Sanchez. What's going on, everybody?
Sounded like you said Queen Sanchez for a second. I accepted it.
No, Queen Sanchez is my
I accepted it. I was ready to accept it.
I thought you said like Queef Sanchez. Like, no, it's
oh god,
it's clean Sanchez. Oh yeah, mm. Dabs is not here for the, you know.
No, I'm not.
So we have a roast this morning.
Yeah.
Gio, I mean, kick it off. What did you?
I mean, it's not necessarily like a person roast, more like a people roast. Like, I don't know. All right. Okay. So there's this new,
Wait, who are we roasted? The customers or the company?
I would say both.
It's both.
Yeah. I would say both at this point. So I don't know if, a lot of you guys were aware. I mean, I passed this along to Sanchez Dives. I don't know if you skim through that, but there's something called like Plinchy or Plinch. And
no, it's just
what the hell is that?
It's just Plitch, like Twitch.
But yeah. So apparently, it's something that you could download into your PC that basically enables you to modify games. So it's like a remote modder, something like that.
Okay. Let me know. Cue it when you want me to read the game.
Yeah, and what it basically does is it gives people that are just pretty much shit at fucking gaming the opportunity to stay being shit at gaming, but still get their wins, and you know, so on and so forth. But yeah, Sanchez, please elaborate a little bit more.
And you're gonna find some of these titles kind of weird, and I have a theory about this. But we have Horizon Forbidden West, Dragon Dogmas 2, Sons of Valhalla, Alone in the Dark, Manor Lords, which just came out a couple days ago, Fallout 4 and Fallout Shelter, Infection Free Zone, Planet Crafter, PC Tycoon, Hades the Second, and the list goes on. But when I go into, let's see, shooters, Grand Theft Auto 5, Fallout New Vegas, Far Cry 5, Sniper Elite 5, so. Here's my thing about this. and this is and especially PC. There's a thing called command codes, okay? And command codes are technically like the scripts of the game codes that you could use to modify, not modify, to cheat in your game. Why do you need a paying service for this, especially for a game that like Fallout 4 that gives you the mods? Yes. Okay, that's mm-hmm. another thing right yeah. there. It doesn't make sense to me why. And look, if you're paying for this, you are, I'm gonna say it, you are the biggest dumbass I've ever yeah, seen in my life. You cannot sit there and tell me that you can't just Google it. Go to cheatcc.com. Go to IGN, for Christ's sakes. IGN.
Bro, I've been using CheatCC for years, bro.
Dude.
Years.
Like, come on. Like, and you're going to charge people for shit that they could find online for free, but you want to give them different types of cheats? Yeah. No, man. It gets even worse because I don't see it with Plitch. But other companies are doing this for multiplayer games like Call of Duty with their aimbot.
That's also, I wanted to bring that up as well. That's another thing that it opened up a whole new fucking, like a whole new broken dam worth of legitimate fucking, like, cheaters. Like, it's,
I like that.
Like, legitimately, it's a bunch of fucking cheaters at this point. Like, bro, you got guys, like, say us, avid fucking gamers that put in the hours, the days into learning a game, learning mechanics, getting used to those mechanics. And then on top of that, you know, getting good at those mechanics in general, the aiming, so on and so forth. I know there's people that, you know, will manipulate sensitivity here and there. And a lot of assholes will say, oh, that's cheating too. No, it's just, you know, a preference of game. If it's allowed in the game, then so be it. That's part of the fucking game. But when you add outside elements to manipulate the game, then it's a fucking problem.
Exactly. So take a guess. So I'm notorious for, I mean, I usually like completing the game first. You know, I'll beat the game first and then I'll start using cheat codes to have a little fun for different weapons I didn't find. You know, you gotta have a little fun. But take a guess what game to this day I have not cheated or used command codes or mods on yet. It's a recent game too. Starfield.
Really?
I have not used any command codes, no cheats, no mods on that game. And there's actually a major,
I would imagine there's a lot.
Yeah, there's actually a major update coming in 3 days, the 15th, which is Tuesday when this is airing. Time displacement, sorry guys. But yeah, you know, like it's just weird, and you know, but like Bethesda has Creation Club. You know, they have like all these cool things that allow you to have fun with the game, to manipulate it the way that you want to. And it's just like things have taken me away from the shooters. I stick around with Fortnite. There's a new shooter. There's a couple new shooters out there that I'm like kind of like listening around. Dabs, are you still there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I am on mobile. I did not.
No, you should have heard the conversation before you came in here. I was like, he should just go on his phone.
And that's literally what I did. So Riverside has an app. Any other podcasters out there that use Riverside that didn't know that, they do have a mobile app. So I downloaded the mobile app, and here I am. I can see you guys and hear you guys perfectly.
Oh my God.
It's really good. It's really good. No, but you actually didn't miss anything, because as soon as I saw that you were like glitching, I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's catching him right now. No, we were just talking about the mods. It's just, it's spreading and it's bad and it's disgusting. I want to talk to you guys about something really cool. What? I spoiled it earlier today when I showed you guys I was playing Ultimate Alliance. And I have been looking for this game for 5 or 6, maybe longer than, maybe 10 years now, because the game lost its license from Activision and you couldn't play the game anymore.
Well, yeah,
you
no.
couldn't even find it. It even doesn't even work hard copy. So some guy, I don't even know who the fuck he is. I found him on Reddit and he was like, I got all these games, these old PlayStation and OG Xbox games that you could download. No launcher, no download. I know it sounds weird, but I'll explain in a second. And it's just, it plays. So I got to play Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the first time in like 10 fucking years, and I was happier than a pig in shit. Okay? It was great. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because I want to give a shout out to all the I don't even know what to call you guys, the people who put these games.
I don't know, like Cedars, I guess.
Cedars, I don't know, like, but these people come through for guys like me who want to play these classic games who have no access.
It's pretty sick.
And yeah, it's awesome. You know, call it what you make. Companies are like, oh, you shouldn't be stealing our games. Well, fuck you. Maybe you should make them available to us. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I mean, how can they technically call it stealing if they're not profiting off it at all? Like, if they shut it down, like, it's right. That's it. Like, it's free reign.
Look at Rob's. You could download an emulator.
That's what I'm saying. Emulators exist. So it's like they can't say shit.
Yeah, and it just works. It just works. And I had no issue playing the game. The game was seamless. Seamless. Like, legit.
I mean, like, understandably like, so. You have a fucking monstrosity sitting in front of you. So anything.
It's seamless. But here's the thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the PC. Because ROMs generally, they don't take a lot of, you know, from what I understand, they don't take a lot of data from your computer or anything like that.
Like,
so
megabytes, if ROMs, that, like,
I could legitimately put this file into our chat right now, right? Right? Yeah. And it's just like, it's incredible to me that this is able to be done. Okay, I was able to connect my controller and I was able to play it, and I just, thank you, man. Just fucking
thank you. Thank you, man.
You said thank you, man.
In other news, Microsoft shut down a bunch of studios this week.
Yeah, there's some Fallout news that I want to get into with that when we go through the actual story, but go ahead.
So they have shut down Redfall developer Arkane, Hi-Fi developer Tango DreamWorks, and more. And this is
Hi-Fi. Didn't that game just fucking come out?
And how good was it doing?
Yeah, it was actually doing pretty good.
Yeah, that developer no longer is non-existent.
What the fuck?
Microsoft have cut them from the team, and there's a big theory about this. And like Dabs was saying, he wanted to say something about Fallout. And just, 2 weeks ago, we were just covering that Microsoft wanted to push another Fallout game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now all these studios that are surrounding, that are under Bethesda, are now cut.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on this, guys?
Wait, and what? You feel it's to potentially push another fucking Fallout faster?
That's my theory, yeah. Dabs?
I don't want another Fallout game.
Thank you. Not right now. Not right now, at least.
Not right now.
I mean, I
I'm fine with 4. I'm fine with 76.
I'm definitely at a cross with it. Like, I wouldn't mind another Fallout. But at the same, I mean, I do feel we don't necessarily need one right now.
No, we don't.
The show... Like, let the show fucking marinate. Like, let this thing do its job and then maybe base a Fallout game later on that follows on the show, you know? Game, yeah.
Let the original games kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Especially now that, you know, audiences that just watch the show are going back and replay old games. Like,
Or to play them for the first time.
Exactly. So, like, it's me.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like Deb said, I don't want another Fallout game right now. I'm completely happy with
what I wouldn't mind it, but I don't think it's necessary.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and like, you know that they're going to do some weird shit, you know. Todd Howard has a tease just a couple days ago that there's two Fallout projects in the works.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You know, one of them I theorizing is a mobile. Mm. And I hope it's a fucking like Candy Crush, like Fallout style game. I don't know why I want it, but
I would like that. I'd play the
like
shit
a brick
out of
breaker
that.
Kind of thing.
Like a brick breaker, yeah.
You know,
that'd be pretty cool. Now,
I would play the shit out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, give it to us. Give it to us. But I mean, all in all, at the end of the day, a lot of people lost their fucking jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of these games are not going to have support after this now. You know, there are games that were in development that we don't even know if they're going to get caught.
Shit.
Caught up with any new studios. So the this is something that this was sent as an email. And the email sent to staff by Matt Booty, head of Xbox Game Studios, Microsoft blamed the cuts on a reprioritization of titles and resources. So this kind of feeds into the fact that they're firing people to save money to make another Fallout game. Now, Elder Scrolls 6 is in development right now, and we don't even we're not even probably looking at that for like what, 3 years,
if that,
like that.
They said Fallout not until maybe 2030, you know, and now what does that timeline look now? What's gonna happen with Elder Scrolls?
Yep.
I'm gonna be playing fucking Fallout 5 at like 86 years old, bro. This is gonna be fucked up.
No, you'll be 84 because you know they're firing everybody.
Ah, true. Okay, so man, knock off 2 years.
So yeah, this is. I mean, this is a crazy thing that's happening right now. I think the theory holds some weight to it. But June 9th, we're gonna find out a little more about this, maybe to see what new titles are gonna show in the showcase. And this is Microsoft Xbox, if you're on that side. But to kind of transition, the last story that we have about this is that Phil Spencer. Yep. You know what, Dabs? I want you to talk about this.
Bomb the shit out of that motherfucker's camp. Bomb it. Bomb it, bomb it, bomb it. Nuke that motherfucker's camp, bro. Nuke it. Do it.
I mean,
now Sanchez explained why I said that.
Man. No, but I mean, he's not wrong because he is the head of Xbox. He is the man. Yeah. He is the man. So he had to approve these studios being shut down in order for this to happen. This man is getting attacked on Fallout 76.
I added him
on Xbox. He's been on Fallout 4 ever since the bombings. Okay? Like it's not looking good for Phil Spencer right now. And if you guys want to know his thing, this isn't a dox. Everyone knows his thing is P3, okay? That's his Xbox account. Go find him.
Just P3. Like the letter P, the number and 3. That's it.
And it's actually kind of funny because his camp is actually nothing. He's got
it ain't shit, and he's like level 150 something. It's it ain't shit.
My wife has more hours than Phil Spencer in Fallout 76. Okay, my wife is reaching 800 hours.
That's fucking crazy.
In Fallout 76. Okay, shit like that will make someone fucking throw up when they realize the hard work that this woman has fucking done for the wasteland. All right. No one fucking knows, but Phil Spencer, our thoughts are with you, man.
Mine are. I hope you get bombed.
Definitely not with them on this one.
Yeah. So today,
I hope in Fallout 76 you get bombed every day. Do not get back on Fallout 76 because as soon as I find and get my PC up and running, and I find you.
You know, it's interesting because like my camp is at right next to the Wayward, right? And my thing is appeasing to the new players. I sell clothes and weapons cheap. I usually put a bunch of fixers. Fixers is one of the best weapons. And my wife is right next to me, next to my camp. And I always wondered, like, if someone were ever to nuke my camp, they're gonna nuke new players along with them, and those people are gonna be gone. So I'm kind of safe.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
I'm super safe. I uninstalled that game to install 4 so I can enjoy some shit.
Yeah, so, which actually, I just want, and before we get to our big topic today, I just want to say, Gio, I think your stream looked really good the other day.
Thank you.
I thought you would be streaming a little bit more between then, but I understand time. But I think, I don't know if you got to check it out, Dabs, his stream looked really good. He reached a couple of outside followers. Chat was on fire. You know, it looked good. You did really good with your stream, man. I think everybody should check it out. Kick.com/goblingaming420.
Yep.
I think Fallout 4 should be your next thing.
I actually re-downloaded Thief Simulator, which I will be surrounding in as more of a role play aesthetic. I'll be doing a voiceover over the thief character and playing this out in the strangest way possible.
Good. Good. So that's what I like to hear. Everyone's doing big things. Dabs, you have a podcast episode with someone coming out real soon. I can't wait for that to come out. We're all doing things. And also, I just want to say there's been some eyes on us. Okay. There's been specific people watching us. And I just want to say that we're good to go. You could send your people to listen to us. We're safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're safe and you'll love us. So, but the one thing I do ask is leave a review.
Yeah.
We don't know how good or bad we're doing if you don't leave a review.
Exactly.
We've been getting a lot of love in our comments, which is so good because I'm going to throw out a big fact today. BRVG has the most consistent content, the most comments and reviews than any other Clean Sanchez Media production right now. And that is saying something.
Boom.
So thank you to you guys for your hard work. And now let's get to the big topic.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Kick it off. What are we talking about today?
So we are talking about the difference between dispensaries and backyard dispensaries.
And if you're thinking, what's a backyard dispensary? And in no way this is any way to talk shit about anybody. But to me, a backyard dispensary is one of those events that you go to, and you know, you go to events and they have weed everywhere. To me, that's a backyard dispensary. Or if you go to a smoke shop and they sell weed in the back, you know, backyard.
That's kind of like my definition for a backyard dispensary. Is like nothing on the shelves, everything's in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I say the same thing because the events do come into a conversation with this too, because in a way they are kind of like, you know, pop up shop dispensaries in a way. Yeah. So, I mean, I want to know what your thoughts about this. Kick it off, one of you guys.
I started off with a local shop that actually, like, served flower, you know, in the back. They didn't have anything on shelves and everything. It was interesting to say the least. It's convenient, you know, on another side. But then the only other thing that kind of threw me off with this kind of dispensary was the fact that they weren't really educated or knowledgeable on what they had on hand. That was the only issue I had, was, you know, they got product, but they weren't familiar with the product they had. Like, they couldn't give me, you know, numbers, they couldn't give me anything that would really tangibly make me believe that what they had was legitimately what they had. Whereas you go to a dispensary and everything has a label to it. The labels have a name. Yeah. The name has numbers, a percentage, everything on it right there for show. That way you don't have to, you know, second guess it.
You get these at backyard dispos.
Yeah. But backyard dispos, it's more like a gamble. It's a gamble because you can't really guarantee that you're getting exactly, you know, what you want. I mean, in most cases, you'll get great deals. Like, that's beyond a shadow of a doubt. You will get great fucking deals, but then that also coincides with the fact that they're not knowledgeable of what they're selling, like, legitimately. But that's literally my only gripe with the two.
Yeah. Dabs?
So, I still have yet to go to a backyard dispo or a recreational dispensary where you can just walk in and everything's on the shelf. Still have yet. Haven't done that yet. I've only been to one dispensary that was a medical dispensary originally that has turned into a recreational dispensary, but they still operate like a medical dispensary. Gotcha. So that is something completely different than just walking into an actual recreational dispensary and seeing everything, which I have not experienced. So I can't really give a difference of opinion because I have not been in that position.
Okay, sweet. So I love dispensaries. And again, I haven't been to a dispensary where everything's on the shelf either. You know what I mean? You know, they'll have displays, but that's about it. You know, I think the only place I've been to that actually had weed on the shelf was Cookies in Harrison. And their setup is really nice for a small shop. You know, but it's not something you could be like, oh, I'm going to grab this off the shelf. No, it's on the shelf. It's on display. You could see it. I stand by dispensaries. I love them. I love the fact that, like, again, they know what they have. They know their numbers, their percentages, the terpenes. You know, they could tell if you don't know what strain you want, they can help you find it. You know, New Jersey alone has grown so many factories and so many different areas that to purchase cannabis, and it's amazing. Yeah. You know, but then we go into the backyard dispos. So I'm going to start off, you know, with just the regular plugs. And, you know, because I've never bought weed off of a smoke shop before.
No.
You know, no. That, so it's been offered. It's been offered. And just actually, just as of recently, there was one place that I went to that had an in-house concentrate.
Okay.
And I was actually kind of fucked up from it, to be honest with you. But they knew what they were doing because they were working on it themselves. Mm. But I've never bought products from a smoke shop itself. Not even from New York, to be honest with you, because I don't trust that shit either.
All right. So I did go to a legitimate dispensary in New York City. And this was about, I'm going to say, a year and a half ago. I went out there with my brother. My brother came out to visit. We went to New York and we went to a dispensary there. Where we went was in Midtown Manhattan. I believe it was around 34th Street, in like 5th or 4th Avenue, one of those two. I don't remember the name of the dispensary, unfortunately. I'm sorry, guys. But the place was really fucking clean. They had like the grassy walls. And then within the grassy walls, they had these like fishbowl looking things. And in the fishbowl shit, the lids had a magnifying glass on top of the fucking lid and then a little rubber lift so you could smell the butt. So it was sealed. So you have to lift the lid, smell the butt, and then with the magnifying glass, look at the inside and you can actually like look at the fucking crystallization and all the shit. So like they were really well organized. Everything was on a wall in a row. They added from percentage from the lowest going to highest. The names were, you know, like it was really, really well organized. Nice. So in New York, there are a couple of places that, yes, they are reliable. I think from what I recall, I think there was 100 fucking licensed, legitimate fucking dispensaries in New York City. And that recently they just had fucking, I think it was like 4,000 fucking local spots that were unlicensed in New York City alone. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That's wild. Yeah,
and
that's wild.
But now this also adds in events. Have you been to any cannabis events before?
Other than 420? No.
So I've been to, so I actually, I went up it. I worked with it. I helped a friend of ours, Buds R Us, do an event once. And they're good friends. Oh, shout them out. Check them out. Buds R Us events, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
And I've only been to the more, how do you say this, dark alleyway type ones, right? Now there's some really fucking nice ones. Now we have a couple friends at BRVG that work these events too. And when you look through their stories, I mean, they look like they're like, especially the one that I was in, clean environments, good times. There was people selling lighters, people selling weed. It's different, you know what I mean? And to me, like, and I'm calling that a backyard dispo because it does range in the name of a dispensary because there are people in there that know what the fuck they're selling.
Yeah.
You know, and this is like that middle ground right here where you have guys who are so knowledgeable with cannabis but for some odd reason, you know, the greater cannabis New Jersey doesn't really honor the smaller guys. No. You know what I mean? And it's kind of weird, too, you know, because we have legalization. Why can't we have these events? You know, OK, you're mad that these people are selling weed. OK, now,
well, let
me play devil's advocate too.
Here, I'm going to counter that argument with another argument. if they're worried about people getting stoned at all these fucking events, then where is the worry for the people walking out of bars at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning, completely intoxicated, getting into their cars without supervision whatsoever? The bartenders don't care because they're getting the tips. So those fucking bottles are going to continue getting filled. So I don't want to hear shit about the risk of marijuana, people smoking at events, bro. That's the least of our fucking concerns when this shit is happening daily.
Which, by the way, this is our time to say smoke responsibly. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. You know, yeah, at the same time, you know, like it's super weird, you know, because the events, they look fun, they look great. People come together smoking, buying weed together, smoking weed and stuff like that. But then, like, the cops come in. But then there's the other side of it too, where we have the dispensaries, where it's convenient for us just to go to a dispensary now.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of us, even like even in my mind, I'm just like, okay, well, I want to go to a dispensary because they have different strains that I know what I'm getting, but I'm paying a fucking arm and a leg. You know, I'm paying fucking $80 for a fucking, what, eighth or something like that. Whereas for $80, I could get close to a fucking ounce from a back. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's so weird. And
we've touched on the topic a couple of times. There's pros and cons to both. You know, you get quantity without the guarantee of quality. And on top of that, at a dispensary, you get legitimate quality and then, like, legitimate quantity for that, you know, for that exact thing. But you're going to be paying that high price because you're paying for legitimate quality shit, not just a guess.
So if you had to make a choice between a dispensary, a smoke shop weed, or cannabis from events, what would you think is the best option?
I'm gonna have to go with the trust. The trust factor is really what counts at the end of the day. I trust Dispos specifically because of A, the knowledgeability, B, the variety, and C, the fact that I get exactly what I'm looking for. You know, if I'm looking for a strain that's gonna put me to sleep, I know what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for a strain that's gonna keep me active, I know what I'm looking for. You know,
I'm gonna spin the bottle on this one. And you know, I actually kind of want to side with the little man here. You know what I mean? With the events, I feel like that they make the effort to give the people what they want for a proper price, for proper qualities, proper quantities. And I think at the same time, they want to build a safe community for cannabis enthusiasts like us. I mean, look at the wine people.
I just think they need, in order for that to like really captivate me, like per se as a consumer, I would have to say they need to be made more public. They need to be put out there more.
I agree.
You know what I mean? They need to be more promoted. They need to be fucking, like, they need to get put out there more in order for me to like really be like, all right, now I have an interest of going to these events and these, you know, conventions and shit.
But the towns and the police need to
cooperate. Yeah. That's the real issue right now.
We get it. You don't want people selling weed out of a dispensary. That's fine. Give people licenses to be able to sell outside of it. Okay, I would like to go to the fucking Lunar Fair and find the fucking booth with cannabis. You know what I mean? Like, do you have a license for it? Yes, I do. Okay, well, great. You know, not you're exactly. Certified, you know? This isn't like the Secret Stash where you could go buy from Jay and Silent Bob the fucking dealer cards. No, like, you know, let's get this rolling. Yeah. You know, home grow is literally right there. We're about to get home grow.
Literally.
You know, just open up the floodgates a little bit. Let other people make some money. You know, you're so worried. You want to raise the fucking rent. Give other people legal ways to make money. Let us hold these events. Let us have some fun.
Exactly.
You know? So with that, you know what time it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Pause. We got to pause.
Pause it up. You know what? It's a good toast. This is a toast to the little guy. I will side with Sanchez on this side. Yes, the little guy does deserve their shine, but the little guy needs to do their part. Let's be real here. The little guy needs to do their part in order to further legitimize themselves as a proper business. Like, you know, you want to be looked at as a serious case, you got to put yourself out there as a serious fucking case. It's like a band. What is it? Fake it till you make it. That was the mantra. Fake it till you make it.
Can I say though, I see that with Buds R Us.
Huh?
You know, I don't see that stuff with the behind the scenes stuff of what they do, but I see that they put themselves out there as best as they could, as properly as
and as legally as they can. Cause yeah, you do have the risk of getting your shits flagged or reported or so on and so forth for promoting the wrong shit. But there's a way to do it. There is a way to do it.
I also, and you know, social medias too, they kind of need to lax it out of the way with cannabis too. I mean,
that's without a doubt.
That's what we're pausing for. And then we're going to do our favorite
thing. Let's pause it up, boys.
We're over here taking blinkers and shit. Shit.
God damn it.
So guys, you know what time it is? We do it every single week since the very first episode. It's our favorite part of it's our favorite part. It's your favorite part. But the thing is, we're running out of topics.
Yeah, we need you guys to start throwing us more topics. On top of that, now that we're speaking of spin that wheel, we do have a spin that wheel merch shirt available. Yes, there is one available at the Clean Sanchez Media Shop. So go check that shit out.
I am trying so hard to get one that actually spins.
Like a hologram team?
We're going to have to look into it. Something like that. Yeah. So here we go. Time to spin the wheel.
Let's see what we got.
Come on, Red Dead Redemption. Come on, Red Dead Redemption. It's been a while since we broke down a game. So
true.
This thing is not rigged. It's spinning.
That's a good one.
What is that?
Canceled
games. Canceled games. Oh man, there have been a few over the years. So.
Quite a few. That's a good topic.
That's a good topic. That's gonna be a good one. I could already think of five off my head, and you know, I got a couple Batman.
I already know one that was. I know one that was made, went through production, and then got pulled from the shelf. So that's technically a canceled game.
Yeah.
Yep. You got Agent by Rockstar. You got Rainbow Six Patriots. You have a couple Batman games that never saw the light of day, like that Batman Beyond game.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. But guys, thank you so much. Man. For spending your morning, afternoon, or evening with us. We are Bong Rips and Video Games. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoy the content that's coming out. After Fallout, I think we're going to do some really cool stuff when we're done with the Fallout series. So stay tuned. And remember, leave a review. We don't know how bad we are if you don't tell us.
Exactly.
We're on all platforms. All platforms. Yes. You can leave a review on all platforms. I personally use Apple Podcasts. So if you use Apple Podcasts, it is not that hard to leave a 5-star rating and leave a review. We will see it.
Absolutely.
So, and if you're on Spotify, scroll down on your mobile device and do the polls too.
There's polls.
And again, things that you can make sure you guys leave us more topics so we can refill this wheel. It's running out, guys. Yes. We need your help. Give us more topics.
We're struggling here. We're struggling here.
Before Gio has a fucking connection.
Seriously. Give us more topics, bro.
So long, everybody. I got to go get
later, guys.